Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests on Backyard and Beyond, Ken Moorman and Melissa Enan, doing a cooperative project, but each their own project. So we're going to start with you, Ken, to talk about Shred Day.
Well, we started having Shred Day about 5 years ago, sponsored by the Friends of the Library. We sell a lot of books, and then we put it into the shred book. It's going to be on the 10th of April. It's a Saturday. It's open to a whole community. Anybody that wants to come down, it's not open to commercial use. People can come on 6th Street, come to the alley. We'll have a person there directing traffic. And as they come in, a person will meet them, tell them, help them get the doors open or trunk open, find out where it's at. Next person comes up, we have some Boy Scouts from the Atlantic Troop that will be unloading for them, for you, so you don't have to get out of the car. We don't want you out of the car. We don't want any traffic problems. And we have a lot of room there, so we can move around real easy. Then they'll pull on forward and go to the Boy Scouts. Now it's from 9 to noon. That's 3 hours. They can come anytime they want. Don't all crowd up the first time.
It's a good thing not to be first in line in this case.
They'll have plenty of time to get there. We always have people lined up waiting to go, yes, though. There's just some of us want to be first.
But you always have it so well organized that it just takes minutes to get through there. I mean, you don't have to wait around for 15 minutes. You guys just, to get through the actual line and unload, it just takes minutes.
That's right. And we're talking about this early because a lot of people need to be thinking about what they want to get rid of and getting it organized into a box or a sack that we can easily handle. The boxes and sacks do not stay with us. We have a box, we empty them into the barrel and give you back the box because we can't get rid of all those things. And you can load it up again for next year, or maybe this fall, probably next fall.
Whenever you do this again. Is there a limit on how much people can bring?
No, really isn't. We just don't want any commercial, any office stuff coming down. It's for the individual households and stuff like that. No, we haven't put it because people may have five little sacks or one big one, and the big one is worse than the five little ones. But mm-hmm. Just have it so that we can get a hold of it, the boys can get a hold of it, and maneuver it around real easy.
Okay. I probably have some more questions, but we need to do this moving on to the Boy Scouts. As Ken said, first they're going to help unload your car, but you have a special event also on that day.
We do. This is our Scouting for Food Day. We do this every year. I've been involved in Scouts here for over 22 years, and we've done it every single year. Last year was a little different. We did a drive-through later in the year, but we wanted to try and at least get something done. But we will have a Scout or two there at the Shred Day. So once they drop off their shredding material, then they'll pull forward, and if they have some non-perishable foods they'd like to donate, the boys will take that from them as well, and then they can drive on and they'll be ready to go for the rest of the day.
They might also have something really lightweight in their hand to donate.
Oh, sure. Cash is always great. The food pantry can use that to buy the things that they're short on. It does help them quite a bit too. And then also, like we've done in the past, we'll be going out into the neighborhoods, same time frame from 9 to 12. The troop and the pack and also the Girl Scouts we divide up the town and we'll knock on some doors, or you can set a bag of food out on the porch and we'll stop by and pick it up. So we're going to be still doing that, but we wanted to help and take the opportunity to do our good deed and help with the Shred Day too.
Two in one, as Ken likes to say this. But now Ken said we need to plan ahead for the shred. I think it's also good to kind of think ahead of what kinds of foods, you know, and maybe you have some extras at home, but maybe you also want to purchase some to put out there for the Scouts.
Right. They are welcoming any type of food. You know, the need is great, unfortunately, and we just like to, whatever they want to give. If you check the expiration dates, sometimes that helps because they can't take those, then their trash gets If you get too much, of course, then that's a little overwhelming for them. So that's really the only rule is try not to give anything that's outdated.
Yeah, this isn't an opportunity to clean out your cupboard that you haven't done for 2 or 3 or 5 years. This is an opportunity to provide some usable food, non-perishable. So does that include, for instance, cereal in boxes as well as cans of food?
Absolutely. Cereal, oatmeal. Once in a while we get flour. You know, anything that is kind of like a dry good, so to speak. But then you can have soup and, I don't know. Some people even give cleaner, you know, or toilet paper, paper towels, just anything that you think someone might use in their household.
And gets used up. I mean, we need to think about what we need to supply our kitchens, our homes with. And that's what other people need to also. And so all of this food and money goes to...
Right here at our Atlantic Food Pantry. This year, everything will go there. In years past, sometimes we have boys from Griswold and Anita that are with our troop. And so they will do their own and give to the food pantries there. But this year, it'll just be everything to Atlantic.
Okay, so we know that's going to be well used because I don't know if people kept up with the numbers, but every food pantry has had so many more people needing food and coming to the food pantry. So I'm going to go back to Shred Day and see if there's something we missed there, Ken.
Well, we got to make sure the toilet paper isn't outdated.
Yeah, we can make a lot of jokes about that, Ken. So one of the questions that sometimes I've gotten when we talk about Shred Day, this is for paper, but do I have to take off my paper clips?
No paper clips. You can leave the paper clips there. It's basically paper, cardboard, the folders like you might have for your files and stuff like that. Just everything can go in. We can't take books.
Magazines, though?
Don't know about that. It's paper. Magazines would be all right. We can't take books because of the hardcover.
Okay.
They could bring them to the book sale, and we'll take care of them then.
And the book sale is, do you have that date in mind?
I
know when it is. It's the 21st through the 23rd of April. But they're collecting those books right now. Hey, you could go park and bring your books in after you've done your shred day and get those because they have to sort. Ken, just talk about the number of books or you get bukus of books.
We have so many books, I think for a week after that, I'm still cleaning them out of my ears. We have, the community is really helpful with us. They give us back their books. A lot of times we've sold them before. You kind of, the lady says, I bought these last fall. I'm going to sell them, give them back to you, and you sell them again. It's only $1 for a regular book, 25 cents for a child's book, 50 cents for a paperback book. We just have a tremendous assortment of books. So that will be the next big project for the Friends of the Library in April 21, 22, and 23 from 9 in the morning till 6 at night. And that's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of that week.
And remember, when people come buy these books, that's what's funding the Shred Day. So it's sort of a recycling in a way. Just keep that going. That's what's really important. So, Melissa, how many scout troops are there in Atlantic?
There's just the one Boy Scout troop, 54, and then there's also the younger boys, the PAC, 53.
And what are the ages for each of theirs? If you're going to be a Cub Scout, a PAC, what's that age, and then when do you move up?
Cub Scouts are from kindergarten through fifth grade, and in fifth grade, like in February of fifth grade, they can transition over into the troop. And so then you can be in the troop until you're 18, and most boys, some will get their stuff done right away and be in, you know, 2-3 years, and then some of them wait till the very last day before their birthday, and it drives us all crazy while we're trying to get their paperwork done. But so up to 18.
Okay. Do you still go camping? That's what I think. When I think of Boy Scouts, the first thing I think of is camping.
We do. We just went last weekend, actually, up to Denison. We didn't tent camp this time with the weather, but we stayed in their lodge. But we'll be camping in May again, that first weekend in May, and just kind of getting started again with COVID and all the concerns. We didn't get to go to summer camp, but we've got that planned again for this summer. So we're just starting to kind of get back in the swing of things.
And I'm sure you and all the members are looking forward to that. Ken, what's the date and time of Shred Day?
The 10th of 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay.
The 10th of April, and it's going to be from 9 in the morning till noon. And we have everybody in the community can come in, and even from the surrounding area.
All right. Good point. You don't have to be in Atlantic. And Melissa, when is Scout for Food Day?
Also April 10th from 9 to 12. So we'll be out in the neighborhoods as well. And you can watch for, we should have something in the newspaper. And I know Ken is doing a lot of advertising too to help us. So just watch for it, and we'll be looking for your food on the doorstep.
Okay, so get your materials to be shredded together and think about what you want to donate for the Scouts for Food. Until next time, here's a thought. First of all, we want to say thank you to Melissa Enan and to Ken Mormon. And then we want to talk about Mahatma Gandhi. He says, "You must be the change if you wish the world to change."